Project Wormwood, how was it started? Of course, the name, very biblical related indeed. Who's behind it?
Well, the United States military.
Mm.
They are looking to defend themselves against this object and others. And, of course, they need a place where they can go to see it as it approaches. So they decided to enter into a joint venture with the Australian military. And, of course, what they're doing is just saying that they're defending the entire world, and that's what they're looking out for. But I'm sure the United States military is only interested in defending itself. But they have to, you know, give their PR and enter into an agreement with the Australian government. So, Project Wormwood would be a project in the Southern Hemisphere whereby they use an observatory to look for this object. Actually, they probably already know exactly where to look, just to observe it and try to figure out what it may or may not do and what time it'll get here.
How do we know it's called Project Wormwood?
Well, that if you go to the website, which you can access, like I said, by going to MindFirst, planetxinbound.com, and the first link on the top left-hand corner gives you some indication of what the Pentagon knows, and one of the things is this Project Wormwood.
I mean, how do we know it's their website or somebody else who's just, you know, created one?
Well, if you go under description, you can find out all about the website and that original quote that you had at the beginning of the
right.
show is right there next to a picture of one of the observatories they're using down south. So they're really rather clear as to what they're doing. They started this in 1999, this project.
All right, so you believe that's an authentic site, website?
Well, it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I suppose people that would not want you to pay attention to this subject, anything they can say to kind of throw doubt on the situation, one of the things they would say is it not authentic? I mean, that would be something you might hear from them, of course, because they're in the business of opposing this information, which is rather helpful to me, actually, because I've listened carefully to what they're concerned about and kind of refocused my efforts in my new book in the direction that they certainly don't want me to go. So I have to thank them, by the way, for their efforts.
How many people do you think are down there working on this project, Mark?
Well, I'm sure there are hundreds. Maybe not on this specific project, but down in the Southern Hemisphere, it's not just this one. There are other groups, there are other people, corporations down there looking at ice core evidence and studying the situation.
All right, here's the link from your website, Project Wormwood, the Learmonth Solar Observatory, Studies in Planetary Defense and Space Debris. Planetary Defense, and it seems to be an Australian government-type website, I guess initially, huh?
Well, if you read the beginning
description here,
yeah, the description, you'll find out it was initiated by the United States.
Okay, here it is. Let me read a paragraph or two. This is fascinating. It says planetary defense is defined as that activity concerned with protecting the Earth and its inhabitants from destruction due to impact by a large piece of space debris such as an asteroid or a comet. The term planetary defense was coined by Colonel Simon Worden when he was commander of the U.S. Air Force Space Command. And that goes on and on. Three phases, though. Recognition of the threat or hazard of cosmic impact. Surveillance for detection of specific threats. Deflection or interception of the threat. And that's fascinating. I mean, you're going to have to go and spend some more time in there. Obviously, they're not going to be able to deflect a planet-sized object coming in. There's nothing they can do about that.
There's nothing at all. I mean, we could send up every nuke we have on the planet, and it would make no difference.
Now, does it say anything about the South Pole, Antarctica here? I don't know.
No, I don't think it does.
But you're right.
Not in that Project Wormwood.
Okay, and here it is. They do quote from Revelation, which I find to be a little uncanny.
Yeah, it is uncanny.
And I did that for James McCanny's benefit there.
Okay.
That is something. It looks authentic to me.
Yeah. Now, right next to that link, there's another link. It's a new study that's really kind of interesting because you think, okay, if all of this is true, then there would have to be other hard physical evidence that is coming up through other sciences. And the physicists studying ice core evidence have found out that abrupt climate change happens in less than a handful of years, and usually that's overstated, that time frame.